2. The Supreme Power Centers. The 7 Supreme Power Directors are not able, individually, to reproduce themselves, but collectively and in association with the 7 Master Spirits, they can and do reproduce, create other beings like themselves. Such is the origin of the Supreme Power Centers of the Grand Universe, who function in the following 7 groups. 1. Supreme Center Supervisors. 2. Pavona Centers. 3. Super Universe Centers. 4. Local Universe Centers. 5. Constellation Centers. 6. System Centers. 7. Unclassified Centers. These power centers, together with the Supreme Power Directors, are beings of high will freedom and action. They are all endowed with third source personality and disclose unquestioned volitional capacity of a high order. These directing centers of the universe power system are the possessors of exquisite intelligence endowment. They are the intellect of the power system of the grand universe and the secret of the technique of the mind control of all the vast network of the far-flung functions of the master physical controllers and the Marantia power supervisors. 1. Supreme Center Supervisors. These 7 coordinates and associates of the Supreme Power Directors are the regulators of the master energy circuits of the grand universe. Each center supervisor is headquartered on one of the special worlds of the 7 supreme executives, and they work in close association with these coordinators of general universe affairs. The Supreme Power Directors and the Supreme Center Supervisors function both as individuals and conjointly with regard to all cosmic phenomena below the levels of gravity energy. When acting in liaison, these 14 beings are to universe power what the 7 supreme executives are to general universe affairs and what the 7 master spirits are to the cosmic mind. 2. Pavona Centers. Before the creation of the universes of time and space, power centers were not required in Pavona, but ever since these far distant times, 1,000,000 have functioned in the central creation, each center having the supervision of 1,000 Pavona worlds. Here in the divine universe, there is perfection of energy control, a condition not existing elsewhere. Perfection of energy regulation is the ultimate goal of all the power centers and the physical controllers of space. 3. Super Universe Centers. Occupying an enormous area on the capital sphere of each of the 7 super universes are 1,000 power centers of the third order. 3 currents of primary energy of 10 segregations each come into these power centers, but 7 specialized and well-directed, though imperfectly controlled, circuits of power go forth from their seat of united action. This is the electronic organization of universe power. All energy is circuited in the paradise cycle, but the universe power directors direct the force energies of nether paradise as they find them modified in the space functions of the central and super universes, converting and directing these energies into channels of useful and constructive application. There is a difference between Pavona energy and the energies of the super universes. The power charge of a super universe consists of 3 phases of energy of 10 segregations each. This threefold energy charge spreads throughout the space of the grand universe. It is like a vast moving ocean of energy which engulfs and bathes the whole of each of the 7 super creations. The electronic organization of universe power functions in 7 phases and discloses varying response to local or linear gravity. This sevenfold circuit proceeds from the super universe power centers and pervades each super creation. Such specialized currents of time and space are definite and localized energy movements initiated and directed for specific purposes, much as the Gulf Stream functions as a circumscribed phenomenon in the midst of the Atlantic Ocean. 4. Local Universe Centers. On the headquarters of each local universe are stationed 100 power centers of the fourth order. They function to downstep and otherwise to modify the 7 power circuits emanating from Superuniverse headquarters, thus making them applicable to the services of the constellations and systems. The local astronomical catastrophes of space are of passing concern to these power centers. They are engaged in the orderly dispatch of effective energy to the subsidiary constellations and systems. They are of great assistance to the creator suns during the later times of universe organization and energy mobilization. These centers are able to provide intensified lanes of energy useful for interplanetary communication between important inhabited points. Such a lane or line of energy, sometimes also called an energy path, is a direct circuit of energy from one power center to another power center, or from one physical controller to another controller. It is an individualized stream of power and stands in contrast to the free space movements of undifferentiated energy. 5. Constellation Centers. 10 of these living power centers are stationed in each constellation, functioning as energy projectors to one of the 100 tributary local systems. From these beings there go forth the power lines for communication and transport, and for the energizing of those living creatures who are dependent upon certain forms of physical energy for the maintenance of life. But neither the power centers nor the subordinate physical controllers are otherwise concerned with life as a functional organization. 6. System Centers. One supreme power center is permanently assigned to each local system. These system centers dispatch the power circuits to the inhabited worlds of time and space. They coordinate the activities of the subordinate physical controllers and otherwise function to ensure the satisfactory distribution of power in the local system. The circuit relay between the planets depends upon the perfect coordination of certain material energies and upon the efficient regulation of physical power. 7. Unclassified Centers. These are the centers who function in special local situations, but not on the inhabited planets. The individual worlds are in the charge of master physical controllers and receive the encircuited lines of power dispatched by the power center of their system. Only those spheres of the most extraordinary energy relationships have power centers of the seventh order acting as universe balance wheels or energy governors. In every phase of activity, these power centers are the full equals of those who function on the higher units of control, but not one space body in a million harbors such a living power organization.